Josephine Angosia, police spokesperson for Ugandan's West Nile region, says about 10 children were playing in the bush when they came across an unexploded ordnance and picked it up on Tuesday. She says the children tried to cut the object with a knife when it exploded.
These children, hailing from Maji Tori for this settlement, went out on a playing spree. In the process, they came across an object which was metallic. So they picked this item, decided to cut it using panga. That was when the object exploded and killed 3 of them instantly, injured several of them, out of which 3 more died at the hospital, making the number of the dead to be 6 and 5 injured.
Angosia says the children who were killed in the explosion range in the age from 9 years old to 14. Angosia says a team of police officers were sent to the scene to investigate. She says police submit that the unexploded ordnance could have been abandoned during the conflict between the Ugandan government and the Lord Resistant Army, or LRM, and other rebels.
Police observation was that this could have been an old grenade or bomb which was left behind by the former rebels who invaded the area. And these are rebels who were under LRA, the Lord's Resistance Army, commanded by Joseph Kony, and also those of UNLF, who were harboring in the area in the year from 1980s to early 1990s.
Angosia says the police collected other evidence, including a panga knife and other metallic remnant from the scene. She urges people sheltering in the camps to report any suspicious-looking object to the nearest authorities. Angosia says they are also trying to comfort the refugee families residing in the camp after the tragedy.
Police have teamed up with other stakeholders to try to calm down the community, to try to sensitize them more about such, advising the children not to move, just to go and pick metallic items or these old suspicious-looking metals anyhow in the bushes.
Angosia says Ugandan police will continue to educate communities about an exploded ordnance to try to prevent similar horrific incidents from occurring in the future. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.